News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Clare County Council, which has passed a motion to make high-vis jackets mandatory for pedestrians and cyclists. And the local authority is now going to write to the Minister for Transport requesting that it be enshrined in law. And the motion was proposed by Fine Gael Councillor for Whitegate, Pat Burke, who's with us this morning. Pat, how's this going to work?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, well, sure, whether it'll work or not, time will tell. But I put down the motion because of having a close shave myself, I suppose, recently, where I find that people out walking in the evenings, they go off for their walk and it gets dark by the time they get home and they don't bother wearing a high-vis jacket. And to me, that just beggars belief.
But will it be that if you're out walking and you don't have a high-vis, a guard pulls over and hands you a ticket?
Sure, I don't know what way the legislation would cover it, but something along
those
lines.
But your motion, Pat, you must have thought that bit out.
Oh, I did, yeah, but whether I'm hoping it'll get enacted, you know, in people's own interests. I don't think it's fair on motorists in rural areas and on regional roads and that to come around a bend and find somebody wearing dark clothes instead of putting on a high-vis jacket, which is no weight to carry, obviously.
So it is tickets, is that it?
Sorry?
So it is tickets. When you say mandatory, mandatory means you get punished if you don't do it. So what's the punishment?
Yeah, well, the same as not wearing a seatbelt, I suppose, or getting caught on your mobile phone or whatever, that they should be mandatory for everybody's, in everybody's interest and in the interest of safety for both, mainly pedestrians as opposed to cyclists. Now, the cyclists aren't too bad. They're inclined to wear them. And, you know, it's just not fair on motorists, in my opinion.
And on what roads, or is this everywhere?
Oh, everywhere. I live on a rural area where we come out of a local road onto a regional road. And as I said, where people just think that, oh, sure, it's a nice evening there. The clocks change at the end of March. We'll go for a walk, not realising that it gets dark or gets duskish soon enough. And they're a long ways from home when it gets dark. And they've not bothered to wear a high-vis jacket.
So let me get this right. So let's imagine then, middle of winter, you and I meet for a cup of coffee at 3:30 and we get chatting and we stay until 5:00. And I then say, right, time for me to walk home. And I then get ticketed by a guard because it's dark and I'm walking.
Yes.
And do you think this will be popular?
I don't know, but in I've come across, you know, and I get lots of complaints from people that why not wear a high-vis jacket? That's the whole point. If you're wearing a high-vis jacket, a motorist can see somebody from a long ways off, whether that's in daylight or in darkness. Why do all modern cars have lights on full time? You know, where day or night the lights are on, and there's signs on the motorways going into Dublin, lights on daytime. In the interest of safety. When are people going to realise this?
But the laudable intent to convince people to wear a high-vis jacket is a different thing than penalising them for not. Let's take, for instance, the bicycle schemes around Cork and Dublin and Galway. If somebody takes the train down to Cork and uses one of the TFI bikes and doesn't have a high-vis on when they're using it, they get ticketed?
Yes. Well, in the cities, I suppose you have street lighting, and it's not as critical. But it has to be across the board. I suppose you can't differentiate.
Well, that means then that you're going to every pedestrian in Dublin city centre in the evenings. They're all going to get ticketed.
Again, I wouldn't be 100% sure of that in the likes of Dublin city, where you have plenty of street lighting, and that it's not as critical as in the countryside.
No, but again, as you said yourself, you need one rule for everybody. So does the rule say that if there isn't a streetlight within 100 yards, you get ticketed?
I'm sure we're getting very technical now, but at the same time, I suppose it's difficult to have one law for one and one for the other. So that's why I'd be saying if it has to be across the board. A high-vis jacket is no weight to carry, Anton, and you know that as well. Stick on the high-vis jacket there when you're heading out, day or night.
But that does, I mean, what you're now saying, Pat, is that you would have a situation where everybody walking through the city centre of every city in the country is going to get ticketed by the guards because they're not wearing a high-vis.
Again, as I said there, Anton, Dublin City is well lit up, so maybe that's an exception in our other cities, but certainly in the countryside and in the rural areas. Where the guards aren't to be seen anyway, because we don't have enough guards in rural Ireland. It's in the interest of people's safety. And yes, if a guard, a car comes around the corner and nearly hits down a pedestrian who isn't wearing a high-vis jacket, of course they should be ticketed.
A text so asking, what about people going to a nightclub? They're going to have to bring high-vis vests with them to walk to the taxi?
In where will you find a taxi in rural Ireland, Anton?
This is the texter's question. Well, they may obviously be walking home from the nightclub then.
Yeah, we don't. The nightclubs are scarce now as well. It's something has to be done to enforce this anyway, is where I'm coming from.
And same for cyclists.
And but the cyclists aren't as guilty now, to be fair.
No, but you would have the same law that they would be if you are riding your bicycle without having a high-vis vest on, you'd be ticketed.
Yeah, yeah. Something has to be done to enforce this. And if it's mandatory, well, then that's the way to go. I leave that to the legislators to implement.
So you've written, the County Council has already written to the Minister for Transport or is due to?
Has already written, I expect, at this stage. The meeting was 3 weeks ago.
And what exactly was the request?
That the wearing of high-vis jackets for pedestrians and cyclists becomes mandatory.
And have you had a reply?
Not yet.
Have you followed up and do you expect one?
Oh, I do, yeah. I expect one at the next meeting on the 8th of June.
Pat, thank you very much. That is Pat Burke, Fine Gael councillor for Whitegate. Text to say, we have a duty as pedestrians and cyclists to look after our own safety first, and a high-vis vest makes sense. I wear one on the bike all year round. Be safe and be seen. Another, I think that anything we can do to improve road safety is good. So, yep, high-vis jacket. Although I find that orange ones are better than green ones in our environment. That said, we should also make it mandatory the drivers used to dip lights and check their lights, particularly coming in the winter season, as many drive around with one light or no lights on in the months of October or November. Text to say, we're getting technical now. It's called a law. And when we get an exasperated sigh, another, how do you patrol this? And a lot of questions along those lines. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.